Yes, greetings to you all in Jesus' name. I would just like to continue with the same theme there as yesterday as far as the resurrection power of Jesus Christ. I would just like to say that when Jesus was, after he rose again, he opened the eyes of their understanding. And then he told them in several occasions, at first he confirmed to them that he is really real. In other words, he used things like fish and a piece of honeycomb, and he ate it in front of them. And he also asked Thomas to feel his side and feel the wounds on his hands and his feet. He asked them to feel those, and he did say that blessed are those that don't see and yet believe. So he's saying that blessed are those that don't have to have solid proof and see things for themselves before they step out in faith or believe. And even though Thomas was accepted, it seemed like Jesus had to use a special revelation just for Thomas. But we know that Thomas later on had much faith, because there's some evidence that he went with the gospel almost farther in a physical distance than many of the other apostles did. It's believed that he took the gospel all the way to India. And so we know that faith rose up in Thomas's heart like a mustard seed and was able to grow. But for what Jesus was trying to establish in them, is he was trying to establish very clearly to them that he really indeed is the same Jesus that they had been walking with for 3 years, and he really did rise from the dead. He wasn't just a spirit. It wasn't just a vision that they were seeing and somehow blinked and wondered if they just saw a vision. He came on several occasions, and he he made it possible for them to sort of cross-examine their stories. In other words, sometimes he appeared with this small group or with these two brothers or with these two women and, you know, sort of like that. And until it was firmly established in their minds that this really was Jesus, he allowed them to touch him. He allowed them to see him eat. And once he had that, then he gave them some special instructions. He said, "Tarry ye in Jerusalem until you are endued with power." And after that, he had some conversations about, or some direction as far as what to do from here. He told them to take the gospel that he had been demonstrating to them for 3 years, teaching them by his mouth, but also by his actions, by his life, demonstrating. He said, "Now you copy that. You go and you do exactly like I told you, and teach the people exactly what I've been teaching, and do exactly what I've been doing." And then he even made some comments that are interesting. Like, for instance, he said that all power is given unto me from heaven. Let me just look it up here. Matthew 28. He says, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." So he's saying that all power is given unto him in heaven and in earth. And then because of that, he said, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost." And then again in Mark, we read that he says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover. And then again, in the book of Acts, it reads, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you, and ye shall be my witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea, and in Samaria, and unto the uttermost parts of the earth. And so, see, also, I think, if I can read this one yet, he said, and then said Jesus to them again, peace be unto you, as my Father hath sent me, even so send I you. And when he said this, he breathed on them and saith unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. So he's saying that he breathed on them and said, receive ye the Holy Ghost. And if we piece this whole picture together, he was trying to establish in them a message, and he was trying to give direction for their future. And he was telling them that they're not supposed to go out until they receive the Holy Ghost. He didn't say when it's going to come. He told them where to go to receive it. He told them to stay in Jerusalem until you receive the Holy Ghost. In other words, he was basically giving them instructions, but then he said, but don't go unless you receive the Holy Ghost. Don't go. Just wait. As soon as you received it, then go. And so that's how he left them, and that's what they did. They went into the room there and waited until they receive the Holy Ghost. And that's what I think the resurrection power is talking about. I believe the resurrection power is talking about the infilling of the Holy Ghost. I believe that if we have never been baptized by the Holy Ghost, I believe that we have never we have never received the resurrection power. And I believe that the resurrection of Jesus Christ will continue to be just a story. It will continue to be just something that happened that we believe, but we have a hard time grasping what it actually means. And I think I want to be clear on my message. I do believe that there's some parts of what happened there that we may never understand. But what I'm trying to say is that the resurrection, the death that Jesus experienced on the cross, is much like our repentance. It's when we come to the end of ourselves and just surrender and say, Lord, we're done. My own strength is failing me. I'm done. And then is when that death occurs, when we acknowledge that we can't do it, when that death occurs, then is when God will come in with the resurrection power. Just like to wish you the Lord's blessings.